Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for being a faithful listener to the Light for Living radio program. And it is a ministry of the True Light Baptist Church, and it has been an honor and a privilege to be on this very station at this very time for a number of years, and we are grateful for it. And again, we're grateful for you being a part of the weekly program that means a great deal to this preacher as well as our church. I pray that it is a help to you. I pray that it honors the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you. Continue to listen. Tell others about Light for Living, and we would most certainly appreciate it. Now, I want to encourage you to be found faithful on this wonderful Sunday morning to that local church. And you say, "Preacher, I don't have one." Well, let me tell you about one to come visit this morning. I want you to come and be our guest here at the True Light Baptist Church. You're going to have no problem whatsoever finding the church. We're at 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. And if you're coming from Highway 58, just take 501 South between the Sheets and the Hardys, and about 7.5 miles, you will see the church on the left. We'll be a mile south of the Cluster Springs School. You'll see the tip of the steeple as soon as you're passing the school. No problem whatsoever getting there. And if you're crossing from North Carolina into Virginia, about 4 miles, and you will see the church on the right again. You'll have no problem whatsoever finding us. And Lord willing, we'll be meeting at 11 o'clock this morning, 6 p.m. this evening, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. So start out by being our guest this morning. I promise you a warm welcome will await you. We'll hear songs that will exalt the Savior. Believe it'll be an encouragement to the saints. Believe it'll be a help to you. And then, Lord willing, we'll open the Word of God, give some simple truths from God's Word that we pray that God is honored with, that we'll all be challenged by, and prayerfully that God will change us as we leave. Love to see you. I promise you a warm welcome will await you. If you're in that good church home already, you be found faithful. Shouldn't even be discussion. Shouldn't have to be thought about. Shouldn't have to wonder, am I going to get up and go to church? It ought to be a given. And so just get yourself ready. Get your family ready. Be found faithful to God's house. Your pastor certainly counts on you. The church does. Seek to be a blessing. Be faithful. I want to go into the book of 2 Timothy this morning, and I want to read chapter number 4, and you've heard these verses a multitude of times, and we're going to read the first 8 verses and give you a little bit of a thought in the next few weeks about this matter of spiritual war and our faithfulness, or should I say it should be our faithfulness as that faithful soldier. And we know that the Apostle Paul was faithful, and he was faithful throughout his Christian life until God called him home, and that ought to be our desire. So read along with me if you have your Bible handy. The Bible says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom." May I stop right there? Do you really believe God's word? You know, sometimes we read it and we say that we believe it, and we should. But do we really, really embrace, do we really believe the truth that we read from God's word? We see in verse number 1 that the Bible says that the Lord is going to judge the quick and the dead. Do we really believe that the Lord Jesus Christ not only is the Savior, the Redeemer, but how many really believe that He is the Judge? And if He is the Judge, there shall be judgment. Now He says in verse number 2, "Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. There in verse number 1, we see the Apostle Paul writing to young Timothy, and he says, I charge thee. And then he qualifies that by saying, I charge thee before God. That word charge is a military term. It's a command. And then we see down there in verse number 7, Paul says, I have fought a good fight. So we're thinking about a military engagement. We're talking about faithfulness as a soldier. We're talking about a warrior in a real war. And you and I know that there are many physical conflicts that are going around in our world, but every one of them are the result of that very real spiritual conflict. There is a real war. And it is a war between God Almighty and the forces of hell led by Satan himself. And we see that the Apostle Paul is reflecting on his life, and he said this not in arrogance, but he said, I have fought a good fight. He said, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. So we want to talk for the next few weeks on this simple subject. A faithful soldier. A faithful soldier in an unpopular war. Now there's been some military engagements that our country has really got behind and really supported. I remember when I was part of Desert Shield, Desert Storm. That was one conflict, and it was a rather short one, but it at that time was fully supported. But there's been many that has been outright rejected, riots, protests. My heart goes out to some of those soldiers that were trying to be faithful, but they were fighting a very unpopular war back home. Well, this spiritual war is a rather unpopular thing, isn't it? I mean, our country, we don't, as a country, have any desire really now to fight against the forces of hell. We've joined forces with it. And so for you as an individual saved by the grace of God to be engaged against the forces of hell led by Satan himself is not a popular fight. But I'm encouraging you as I encourage myself to be that faithful soldier. Now I want to talk to you just a minute about the Apostle Paul. And remember that he didn't start out as that fiery servant of God. Now he was fiery, he was fervent, but he was fighting for the wrong side at one point, wasn't he? For the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, verses 12 through 15, And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for accounting me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Yes, we see towards the end of his life, Paul is reflecting back and said, I fought a good fight. But before he was saved, he was fighting a fight, but he was wearing the wrong uniform. How many of you remember your life before the Lord found you and saved you by his marvelous grace? Not only were you a sinner, but quite possibly you was fighting a war for the wrong side. But aren't you glad that God indeed showed you mercy, saved you by his marvelous grace, clothed you with his righteousness? Yes, put a new uniform, if you will, on, and you're on now the winning side. But may I ask you very briefly, dear sir or ma'am, this morning, do you know that your sins are forgiven? Do you know that your sins are washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know that you have Christ's righteousness? May I ask you on this Sunday morning, whose side are you fighting on? Do you know the Lord? Are you lost without Him? Maybe you're listening to this radio program. Maybe just you thought by chance, hit this program. Not only are you lost without God, but you're living a life of wickedness. Oh, may I plead with you today to realize your sinful condition, to realize that you are lost without God, desperately in need of a Savior. And the side who you're currently fighting for, they are not for you. Satan desires your destruction, not only in the here and now, but in more infinite terms, your eternity in a place called hell. Think about that. Now let me talk to you just a moment about the Apostle Paul. Once he got saved, may I say he embraced his responsibility. Now again, we're thinking of a soldier. There in verse number 1, again, the Lord was speaking of being the judge. We think of being in the military, and a soldier has to be prepared for examination. The time that I spent in the military, there were oftentimes inspections. Some were announced. Some were unannounced. The point of the matter is that the soldier, for my case, the Marine, had to be prepared to be examined at any moment. Dear sir, child of God, we understand that the Lord is coming back, and He could come back today, and we rejoice in the prospect of being with Christ forever and ever, but we also must understand that we will stand before Him, not condemned, but we will stand before Him in examination of our service. Let me ask you the question as I ask myself. Would you pass inspection if Christ were to examine you today? Again, I'm not talking about whether you're truly part of the family, enlisted, if you will. I'm just talking about, would you be considered an unsatisfactory soldier, or would you pass the inspection? Not only did he embrace his responsibility to be examined, but to bring other soldiers in. We had a period that where you could be on recruiter's assistance. I did not do that, but there were some that they would enlist, but they would seek to enlist others. But you and I, dear sir, ma'am, we ought to seek to see others birthed into the family of God, to be others enlisted, if you will, on the Lord's side, in the Lord's family. The Bible has this to say in Romans chapter number 1 and verse 16. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Paul was not ashamed, and Paul sought to bring others in. But then he embraced the fact of building up others to serve, to build them up, to get them prepared for warfare. And he did that through teaching them truth. Oh my, we don't need less truth. We need more of it. We need it in us. We need it fed to us. We need it taught us. And that prepares soldiers for warfare. But then through challenging them, as we read in the text, Paul was challenging the young preacher, young Timothy. And we need men and women who are enlisted, who are rising up, if you will, in the ranks, in the Lord's army, to reach others and to train them, but to challenge them from the Word of God and through personal experience, to keep on keeping on through good times, through bad, through times of relative calm, to times of great storm when the battle is raging. We need men and women that have grown in grace and a knowledge of God to challenge others that are coming up to be found faithful. We need soldiers who'll be able to teach others and challenge them to do what is right. Again, Paul was a faithful soldier. Didn't start out right in his life, but he got saved, became enlisted, grew, and he had a mighty influence on others. May we do the same, and may we determine to be faithful soldiers in a very unpopular war. We'll pick back up next week. May the Lord bless you. Have a marvelous Sunday morning.